How is life for Tad Lowe? Is life high or low in the life of Tad?
It's going well right now. You know, this new show has tripled the ratings over there on Fuse. I mean, that's admitting that perhaps Fuse was starting with a low rating to begin with. It's the only way you can triple a network's rating. But still, huge.
Yes. Now many people still don't have Fuse yet.
I hear you. Well, you know, if you've got your DirecTV or your Dish, you can check it out.
Yeah, because I have Comcast. I have 50,000 channels, but I don't have Fuse.
I think what you got to do is call the cable operator. It's good, you know, because it's kind of like MTV and VH1 were about 10 years ago in that they don't have a lot of crappy reality shows. They just play cool music videos.
Exactly.
So you can get a real sense of, you know, what's going on in music and fashion and stuff like that. It's a good show.
There is some money behind them, so I think that eventually they'll land on all the cable systems as well.
Oh, they'll make their way up there. You know, they're owned by the Dolan boys who own Madison Square Garden and the Knicks, the New York Knicks. Money is not a problem here.
Right, there you go. And so they've given you many riches, and you're wallowing in dough now.
Well, you know, I did another show for them that was fun. They have a channel here in New York City called the Metro Channel where I did a show called Subway Q&A where I would go down into the subways of New York City with a camera crew. And, you know, most people, they're told long ago when they're kids, whatever you do, God forbid, do not talk to or look at anybody in the subway. Just stick to yourself, just read your newspaper, whatever it is. And so this show totally exploded that myth. And we went down there and we would... you know, we'd grab a hat off of one guy and see how it looked on other passengers on the car. We'd ask a girl if there was somebody cute on the subway that she wanted to meet, and we'd make the hookups happen. It was incredible, because my contention has always been that these subway cars are really cocktail parties that just need someone to break the ice, and that's what we did. So that was for another Dolan Cablevision network. So this is I'm on a streak here for these boys.
Now I hear a rumor that you're going to be starting a new series where you follow people into the elevators and...
I would like, you know, that would be a really, you wouldn't have a lot of time. You'd have to go quick, but the elevators are another great place where, you know, all of the humanity is sort of stuck together, and yet there's a sort of a fear of connection. We'd have to push the emergency button, maybe, and freeze the elevator.
Yeah, everybody kind of looks, at the floor number. Nobody looks at each other in an elevator. So I'm usually one of these people, I usually run around going, hi, how are you? And they look at me like I'm completely insane.
Yeah, you can really freak people out in an elevator. If you just get on an elevator and face the other way, don't face the numbers, face the people, that will drive people crazy. It's a small act of protest.
Yeah. Now, I remember speaking actually with Woody. Woody was on the show for Pop-Up Videos many, many moons ago. And what a great idea that was. I was telling him at the time, I loved that show. And I said to him, you know, I can picture pop-up TV shows taking old reruns and doing pop-ups. He said, well, we're going to do that. And I've actually seen things like, for instance, the Doc series on PAX. They do they did a kind of a special Doc. They had trivia embedded, but it wasn't pop-up videos, but they stole the idea from it.
I know. See, that's the problem. All these people who attempt to try to do their own version of pop-up never really do it the same way. I mean, because we had really good writers, and we would really find out the interesting stories, and we weren't afraid to tell the truth. You know, a lot of these people who pretend to do pop-ups, they're essentially just taking information off of already publicist-approved biography sheets and just putting it up there. There's nothing interesting. There's nothing new going on. So it's too bad that people had to dilute the brand that way. But it is true also, you know, that before pop-up arrived, there was no text on screen. I mean, everything that you see now, the scrolling around on the news channels, all that text is, I mean, thanks to us a little bit, I feel a little bit responsible for that. But at least our text was more interesting.
It was more than interesting. It was great. I mean, there were songs I didn't like too much, but I would watch the pop-up videos of them just because I wanted to learn a little bit more about the artists and things.
Yeah, and it was also a time, you know, when that show premiered in 1996, it was long before shows like Behind the Music and things like that, where it wasn't really acceptable to say bad things about celebrities and pop stars. These music video channels were essentially just publicist dream machines, play the video and sell the albums, and so it was really quite... controversial and revolutionary at its time for taking on sort of these well-crafted star images and telling the truth about them.
Now, someone told me you did a show called Pop-Up Quiz at one point.
We did do a pop-up quiz show, which didn't quite work out, but I got to say that this new show, Video IQ on Fuse, is sort of along the lines of the idea I had for pop-up quiz, but executed much better. What we do is we grab images from inside the body of the music video. So, for instance, if like the hip-hop guy, Usher, is walking around and he's got a ring on his finger, we can just grab the ring off of his finger and bring it down to the bottom of the screen and then add the letter B before that. So you've got B plus his ring.
Bring.
So it's bring, right?
Okay.
And then we spell out a clue. For instance, let's say we were to say the category is famous place, and the clue was Hughes playpen for bunnies. And so people would try to guess, well, Hughes playpen for bunnies, what is that? Oh, I know, the Playboy Mansion. And you would use your cell phone to text in the answer to Fuse. And if you get the answer earlier on, you actually get more points than people who have to wait for more clues. So it's incredible. It turns your TV into like this great little gaming device, all at the same time that you're listening to like the top music songs of the day. I mean, I tell you, if we tried to do this show with the music that if I had to actually pay for the rights for the music that I'm actually using on the show, it would cost a fortune. But because it's on Fuse, and they already have deals with the record labels, we get to make puzzles out of America's top music videos. It's totally addictive, totally fun, and a much better version of a gaming show than Pop-Up Quiz ever was.
I've been watching it. They sent me a screener, so I've seen it.
You've seen it.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't do the interview without that.
Very good. Well, you're not the only... There's people out there like that would go ahead and do the interview.
No, I would not. I like to know what I'm talking about and who I'm talking
to.
But I enjoyed it a lot, but I didn't realize that. Now, once they get all the points added up, is there a prize involved in this thing at all?
There's great prizes. I mean, I think every week or so, there's going to be a random drawing from the high scorers, and that person will win, like, a silly prize. Like, I think they've got those wind-up monkeys, you know, that applaud with the cymbals and stuff like that. But at the end of the season, the high point scorers are going to be entered into a sweepstakes to win a beautiful giant plasma screen TV. So this is like a TV show that rewards you for being, you know, smart and using your brain. And this is the kind of programming that I've always tried to do. You know, like with Pop-Up, it was all about, like, you know, you had to read in order to get the cool information. On this one, you got to use your brain to put the clues together in order to maybe win a chance at winning a giant plasma screen TV. And so many people, you know, they say, the scientists have proven that your brain is actually more active when you're sleeping than when you're watching TV, which is so sad considering the amount of television that people watch, you know, every day. So my mandate has always been, you know, to try to use this medium, this powerful medium that's piped into people's homes all across America, to try to, like, let's try to activate the brains a little bit here. And in this case, we try to make puzzles, like stuff that you would maybe not normally want to do, really fun, and you can win cool prizes.
Yeah, no, it's a great idea. What time exactly does it air on Fuse Network?
On Fuse, it airs at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and again at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, and then you just adjust for your time zone there.
So what you want to do is actually watch it at 4:30, then get together with your friends at 7, and say, and they'll go, "Wow, you are really smart! Look at how you're figuring these out."
I'm telling you, you know, I actually also think of this show as kind of like a Revenge of the Nerds a little bit, because. Let's face it, you know, when you're in Fuse, part of, you know, Fuse's big audience is obviously high schoolers and young adults. And, you know, we've all been there where there's a cute girl in class and all she seems to be interested in is the big jerky, jockey, steakhead guy. And, you know, you've got a huge crush on her, but she hardly knows you exist. I'm telling you, if you watch this show and you're a smart kid and maybe you're not getting the attention you deserve from this girl, if you start scoring and showing her that you're much smarter than the lunkhead that she is dating, you can potentially steal that girl away by doing well on Video IQ.
And if you buy that one, I got another one for you, folks.
I'm telling you, intelligence is sexy. It's sexy. And this is a show that really does test your brain.
Women I talk to, they like hunks. They don't care about their brains too much.
Really?
Mark? When they get older, they do. You know, that's when they realize that it's really important that they have something behind them besides the look.
Right.
But now, you actually wrote a book, too. I understand. I don't have it, of course. Mm-hmm. No one sent it to me. But I understand you wrote something about the looking behind the scenes of pop-up video.
We did do a book at one point. We, you know, when pop-up hit the air, it became such a crazy phenomenon. You know, we went on the Oprah Winfrey Show like 3 times in 6 months. We popped up the Today Show. We did an episode of News Radio, as you were saying, you know, like popping up TV shows. We did a pop-up Millionaire Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. We did some Brady Bunch stuff, and, you know, we did a book, and the book was essentially, it was a look behind. It was some stories about, you know, some of the trouble we would get in with some of the artists who got a little bit bent out of shape when we popped their videos.
Yeah, actually, I remember the Brady Bunch, because that was when Nick put on Woody on our show. That's the reason why. I believe it was Nick, or one of the networks that was doing a promotion.
Yeah, it was Nick
on
at
it.
Night, probably.
Yeah, they were doing a promotion on that.
So sure.
That's why Woody came on. But I thought it was a great idea, and I still think that it makes reruns like new.
Totally. And you know what? We tried to do it for my wife and kids on ABC, and we got some really good, juicy information about, like, you know, behind the scenes with the crew there, and then it turns out that some of the stars don't really want you to know that much stuff. It's also, Hollywood is just so it's such a crafted and closed and medium in that these celebrities are packaged products, and the notion of like telling real facts and real mistakes that happened and tantrums that occurred just runs completely counter to their entire mission. So it's a bit of an uphill battle. I mean, everything is so locked down for, I mean, these people make hundreds of millions of dollars for these networks. And so a show like us trying to do, you know, real journalism and tell you what really happened is just a threat. And even though it may result in a higher rating for what would otherwise be just a boring old rerun, they don't really want to take the risk because it starts to mar the image of their main products.
Yeah, I disagree completely. I understand where they're coming from. You know what the problem is? The problem is the huge egos these stars have. They have such large egos. If they want to commit suicide, they just jump off their egos. You know, it's just.
I know, because all they have around them is just people just like, yes,
you're
you
wonderful,
are so
you're the best, yes, yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. There's nobody better than you. I would like to have a couple of those myself, but, you know, nobody around
me. I'll be that guy for you, Mark. You're awesome.
Well, see, and you are too. You're a great, greatest innovator.
Inflating.
You're the greatest innovator in television history, Ted Lowe.
Thank you.
You know, the other thing I wanted to ask about is the company that you own is called Spin the Bottle.
That's right.
Now, you know, why? Was that a favorite game of yours when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Spin the Bottle was, you know, of course, the game where you never knew what was going to happen. It was all up to the bottle. You're down there in the sort of mildewed basement, maybe the smell of Love's Baby Soft on one of the girls, and, you know, maybe the parents are away. Or
Love's
or
Baby Soft. Love's Baby Soft?
Never
what kind of girls did you hang around with,
Love's Baby Soft. That was, like, the, like, cheap sort of, you'd buy it at Kmart. It was alcohol. It was, like, really cheap perfume that girls seemed to wear a lot in high school.
Well, we used to dab the Boone's Farm behind their neck. That was their perfume.
There you go. Okay, so you got the Boone's Farm. So it just felt so illicit and exciting. And then, you know, God forbid, the bottle spins and you could be kissing a girl that you'd always had a crush on, and she had to do it because the bottle said so. And I just remember that moment when the bottle is spinning and, you know, your mouth is dry, your hands are sweating, you're like, oh my God, this is the most incredible thing ever. And I was wanting to try to recreate that feeling of excitement, and so I'm just out to try to create entertainment that matches the entertainment that I once experienced down in somebody's shag-carpeted basement with a mildew smell in the air.
I remember the same thing.
That is the reason for the title.
Yeah, okay. I remember that the same smells and the same basements. I was in many of them myself. But it's interesting. I always wanted to. I wish I was a fly in the wall when you made your pitch to VH1 for pop-up videos. What we wanted to do is just take a video and just put a little bubble in it with some information that people might not want to know. It must have been a pretty tough pitch. And how many pitches did you make before one was accepted?
Well, at VH1, we had tried to sell the show to MTV. They weren't interested. And VH1 at the time was like the biggest loser network. They were like, I always equate it to the wounded wildebeest on the old Wild Kingdom shows, you know. And so we would go after the wounded wildebeest because they're the ones in the most. They needed the most help. So if you want to know what it was like as a fly on the wall in that early meeting. Literally, we're sitting there telling them, like, our idea, and they're like, that's not going to work, and here's why it's not going to work. Because we, at VH1, are owned by corporate behemoth Viacom, which also happens to own Blockbuster, or at least they did at the time. And we can tell you that sales results prove that nobody wants to rent foreign films because they've got subtitles on them, and nobody wants to read when they're watching TV. And we're like, no. You got it all wrong. This is not going to be like boring stuff. This is going to be like reading the back of a cereal box. This is going to be the most exciting, like juicy tidbits. Please, just let us try. They're like, it's not going to work. So we did it, it hit the air, and it, tripled again their ratings. And they're like, oh, well, maybe they're onto something there. But it was funny because as soon as it hit the air, that's when all of these phone calls started coming in. You know, Meatloaf's people called, Jacob Dylan from the Wallflowers called, Mariah Carey's people. They're like, what is going on? This is not what we expect from our music video channel. Hmm.
That's funny, huh?
Yeah.
Well, the show is a great, I love the pop-up video, still love it. Hopefully, we'll see some pop-up TV somewhere besides, you know, the Video IQ is a great show, and it's on Fuse at 4:30 and 7 o'clock every day. Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping to see some other pop-up stuff on the TV.
Yeah, well, keep looking. You know what I did? We did do the pop-up of the Showgirls DVD release, the VIP edition of Showgirls, that horrible movie with the...
Yeah, I actually have that box set. I haven't opened it.
Yeah, check it out. We did the my company did the trivia track on that, and it's you can switch your remote and have it come up with all sorts of insider information. So,
yeah,
so we're working on that.
When that stuff comes, I don't open it. I just leave it.
I hear you. I know it looks good on the outside.
Yeah.
So, but seriously, check out this Video IQ. It is the next generation of what. If you like pop up, you'll love this. It's totally interactive, as is the other two shows that air after Video IQ, Daily Download, and there's one more.
Yeah, and the other one is called Dedicate Live.
Dedicate Live, right. Yeah. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
It's Daily Download and Dedicate Live, and all three of these shows utilize the internet and wireless technology as well as TV. So that's the good thing that Fuse has got going for it. They've sort of fused all three of these technologies together. So you can watch the TV, you can be online, and you can be text messaging and playing along with your cell phone. It's pretty cool.
And Fuse, of course, is Fuse builds itself as the alternative to mainstream music TV, and builds this afternoon block of the three shows as the afternoon school special, or ASS.
Yeah,
our ass is jam-packed.
Special, right.
Yes. So it's kind of cute and kind of catchy. Here's what I'm waiting for in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Tad, I don't know if I'm ever going to see it, but I would like to see A Wonderful Life or Wizard of Oz or some incredible classic that no one's allowed to mess with in pop-up video.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be cool, though?
That would be awesome.
I mean, you can just imagine, the Wizard of Oz. I mean, I've had Munchkins on. I've had all these people on the show, and behind-the-scenes stuff was amazing.
Lots of great books, a lot of great resources to get that information.
Yeah, I mean, things like that. And A Wonderful Life, the same thing.
I'm going to call it Turner Classic Movies, right? Those guys have the rights.
They're wonderful with that kind of, when it comes to doing anything at all to their movies. They love it.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, Mark. Well, I'll let you know. Maybe we'll talk again when that's ready.
All right, it will be great. And good luck with the new show and with all the other things. And when you're doing new things, please give us a call so we can
I totally will. Thanks so much for talking today.
All right, Tad. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.